This poem is called My Mother's Milkman. These poems I've been reading are all part of a new collection called The Cap of Darkness, which Black Sparrow will publish in February. And many of them either use memory or are responding to memory and trying to understand the function of memory as a way of thinking about things. My Mother's Milkman. Cloyce Hamilton, a slender tan man in white uniform with gold teeth, the truck stopping with foot clack suddenness on the gravel road, the carrier holding four glass bottles of whole milk with their little paper caps crimped over the tops. My mother in her navy blue wool bathrobe, standing by the blue and white tile kitchen sink, drinking her first morning cup of coffee. She opens the door for Cloyce, and they stand talking. For 8 years, 3 days a week, the Pellissier dairy truck stops with its standing milkman driver, Cloyce Hamilton, dressed in white, his tan long wrists and hands emerging from white starched sleeves, my mother's King of Spain. Sometimes my mother ironing in the kitchen or just drinking her coffee, waiting to exchange a few words or to catch a glimpse of Cloyce Hamilton, or sometimes to give him a cup of coffee and listen to the story of his life. She loved to hear how a man suffered and longed beyond his milkman's life. My mother and sister and I visited the Hamiltons sometimes. Their house was carpeted, dark, and had a gold-framed oil painting of a California desert scene over the mantel. Vera wore her dark hair in a bun, was handsome. Their house smelled like mothballs, and I envied them. They were the typical, average American family. Handsome father who drove his milk truck every day, beautiful mother who had her dining room table polished and a gold-framed oil over the mantel. Two plump girls who wore, and how I envied them, patent leather shoes. In my early adolescence, I remembered long, murmured conversations between my mother and Cloyce Hamilton. And then one day she said we were going to visit Cloyce, that he was no longer living with Vera and the girls. We went to a tiny house by the railroad tracks. Inside was handsome Cloyce and a big teenage boy. I don't remember his name. But Cloyce wanted to adopt the boy, said my mother, and bring him home. And I gathered the whispered conversations had been about his struggle with Vera, how my mother loved to sympathize with men about their struggles with their wives. My poor, sad, husbandless mother, the closest she ever came to seduction in her life, listening to the whispers of angry and frustrated men about their own sad, faithful wives. Cloyce finally left his wife and daughters to live with this tough, homeless boy. None of it quite made sense to me. I questioned and questioned my mother, who was a scorpion-like listener, with her secrets, dark pools in which undetermined creatures swam. Now, in retrospect, the story of my mother's milkman still seems veiled and sad. She, such a lonely woman, getting up each morning for her handsome milkman, who lived the family life she yearned for, and he, tortured, bent soul, wanting the love of a young boy. What I remember often is this scene, the Hamilton's dark house, the gold-framed painting of the California desert glowing in the room across from the polished dining room table, the smell of mothballs, the dark Vera like a Spanish lady, and the smell of darkness in the house. My mother believing to the end that Cloyce only wanted a son never admitting her handsome milkman, King of Spain, loved boys. After all those years of waiting in the kitchen at dawn for the thick milk which she put in her German coffee, drinking 14 cups a day, relieving the black caffeine bitterness with cream from California's Palisir Dairy.